Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, March 29. Coming up, new plant to be constructed to strengthen corporate areas' drought resilience, NIS to conduct staffing operations review, and government to boost public education concerning human trafficking. The details after the break.
Planning to install solar panels? Don't buy just any solar equipment. Get the best quality. Equipment should be certified by international certification companies such as UL or TUV. Visit UL.com or TUV.com to see trusted brands. Contact the Bureau of Standards Jamaica to ensure your solar equipment is approved for local use. Ask your supplier for proof your panels meet international requirements and ask about after-sales services, warranties, maintenance, and repairs. It's a major investment, so ensure you get the best. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, is reaffirming the government's commitment to making the corporate area drought resilient. Dr. Chang says an agreement is to be finalized in short order for the construction of a new plant, which, in conjunction with ongoing plans to significantly reduce non-revenue water, will strengthen the corporate area's resilience to drought.
We are currently examining and should conclude the agreement to build a new plant in the Rekova of some 15 million gallons per day. With that and the non-revenue water, we'll have enough water to make the Kemer region drought resilient and to provide water for commercial activity at a reasonable rate.
Dr. Chang was speaking at a Rotary Club of St. Andrew luncheon meeting on Tuesday. He says work is well underway in the western sections of the corporate area to replace leaking and dysfunctional water pipes using ultrasound technology. The National Insurance Scheme, NIS, will in short order conduct a staffing and operations review. Director of the NIS, Portia Magnus, says the review will follow a software transition as the NIS seeks to modernize its operations.
There has not been really a look at the levels and the categories, the competencies, the skill sets required for the NIS in over 20 years. So we'll be looking at that in terms of the staffing and in terms of the operations, really going through to see, you know, how aligned we are, the type and the number of different jobs that we do need to have.
Mrs. Magnus was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. The Ministry of Justice will be ramping up public education initiatives as it seeks to improve Jamaica's ranking on the U.S. State Department's Trafficking in Persons Tip Report. Jamaica is ranked at Tier 2, which means that although not fully compliant, the island has been making significant efforts to meet the minimum standards of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. Justice Minister Deroy Chuck says the government aims to achieve Tier 1 ranking, which means there is little to no human trafficking in the country.
We're hoping in short order that we will be at Tier 1. There is still a certain amount of abuses, people taking advantage of our women in particular, young girls and females in particular are being exploited. So to that extent, they see prostitution, and also where young boys are being sent out by their parents to beg. So once we remove these elements and we can successfully prosecute persons, then there's no doubt we should be at Tier 1.
Minister Chuck was speaking at the launch of the island-wide Trafficking in Persons Road Tour in Kingston on Tuesday. The tour, being spearheaded by the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, aims to raise awareness about the crime. And work is almost complete on a new building to house the Portland Infirmary. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says he is satisfied with the progress being made, despite inclement weather causing some delay in the building process.
I am pleased of the progress at the infirmary. The work is well advanced. We might not be able to complete it based on the time schedule and the rains that we've been having, but I am really proud of it, and that is perhaps one of the bright spark of the 2 days.
The minister was speaking at the end of a recent two-day tour of Buff Bay and Port Antonio. Some $15 million is being spent on the first phase of the Portland Infirmary project, which includes the construction of male and female wards expected to house about 55 residents. Grab bars and ramps will also be placed around the building to ensure access to residents. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.